And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We're laughing like heck in the studio here.
Good times.
With Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna, the Wicked Pissa, having fun and giving away Paul's favorite. His favorite pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, right, Rick?
How cool is that? Yeah, what Pete said this morning, Paul, what's your favorite pair of glasses? He said, no doubt, Stingrays. He likes a Stingray with that bronze HCL lens. So somebody at the end of the show today is going to get a pair of those bronze HCL lens Stingrays from Maui Jim, an awesome pair of Maui Jims. And again, if you want to get your shot at winning those glasses, or better yet, your chance to talk to Paul or talk some fishing with us, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the number, 858-457-1090. Or call us toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090.
All right, from the Hard Merchandise, it's Dave Marciano. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, morning. It's going to be fun to see you again in June for Tuna Wars. Now, Paul's been spouting off here that he's going to win again. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Anything's possible. Paul's a good fisherman. I'll give him that. But, as you guys know, my routine is just because he won once doesn't mean he can win every time, and we're certainly not going to give up.
Yeah, that's good. Now, you're of course, you're the only boat that's sold out right now aboard the Eclipse with the guys over there on the Eclipse out of C4 Sport Fishing. And we got a couple spots left on Paul's. And then newcomer to the group is going to be Captain Dave Carrero. So that's going to be
Tricky Dave.
Yeah, Tricky Dave. What do you think? How's that going to play into the mix? What do you think?
Well, you know, as you guys see in the show, Dave's a top competitor too.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, as far as the show goes, if you look at, you know, all the captains highlighted on the show, you know, part of the reason they're there is they're really good fishermen, all of them. And anybody's got a shot at winning, just like this event over there. And, you know, part of the reason, too, is you know, we're all characters in our own right. And I think that's what makes the show fun. And I think that's what, you know, makes these trips fun. You know, one of the reasons I think maybe we're filled out is because my wife, Nancy, you know, is going on the trip with us like she did last year. And, you know, we both just had a ball interacting and talking with all the people. And, you know, I think that what makes that trip such a great trip, an opportunity to fish with just regular people, and they find out that we're all just regular people, too, you know.
That's right. Cool.
And, you know, that's a really great thing to be a part of.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I love you out here, too, Dave. I just did the San Diego Fred Hall show. And
you're still
doing
it. Today's
I'll be
the
doing
last
it
day.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we've been seeing
they
it.
They love you
all.
Well, here,
you know,
man.
The deal on social media, we, you know, all us guys follow each other and stuff. Well, except for that guy Hollywood. I got him blocked for life. But that's the story altogether.
I don't even have him on mine.
Yeah, what's his story, huh?
What?
Hollywood. He's the spear guy, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter what he does. He thinks he's the best at it.
Look, Harpoon has always been a historic part of the fishery. I've got nothing against, you know, that aspect of the fishery. They have their own separate quota. They actually do an enormous amount of work with helping us manage the fisheries over the years. I mean, the data those guys provide when it comes to managing the giant bluefin resource, you know, the photos they have of the schools of fish with the planes, like that's all huge when it helps us manage the resource. And they do great work with tagging, especially large fish, you know, just because the nature of their unique skill set. You know, these guys have the ability, sure, you can catch fish on a rod and reel and release them after tagging, but there is a certain amount of mortality associated with that at times.
Absolutely.
But, you know, with these harpooners, you know, with their skill set, they can plant tags in the fish. And a lot of the work they've done is, you know, planting, you know, computer tags in these fish that, you know, record everything the fish does in its life cycle for a period of month and, you know, months, and then they pop up and download all that data to a satellite. So
that's pretty amazing.
Help the fishery.
That's what helps.
And but the reason, you know, Hollywood's there is he's a character too.
Yeah, indeed. And it's all characters. Tomorrow night on Nat Geo, the new episode, I understand Paul says it's kind of a lot about you, huh?
No, Dave Carrera.
Oh, Dave Carrera. Okay.
Tyler. Yeah.
All right. And Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of that little relationship, huh? Dave and Tyler?
Well, you know, look, that's, you know, as I've said before, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of that is like, you know, a couple guys standing in the locker room trying to figure out who's as bigger, you know?
Yeah, that's how it is.
I just stay well clear of that.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't get involved. You just go fishing, right?
That's all. Hey, meanwhile, while those two are distracted, we just keep our head down and keep catching fish.
That's right.
Yeah, now, I didn't get a chance to watch the last episode, but last time I saw it, I think you were in the lead, right, Dave?
Yeah, we were, and then we got bumped back, though. Last episode, we didn't produce, so we got bumped back a notch. So hopefully this episode, we get back in the game.
There you go. All right. Well, Dave Marciano, first of all, from the board of directors of Friends of Rollo, I want to thank you for your efforts in helping raise money to take kids fishing with the Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program. And we're really looking forward to, of course, June 13th. We're going to do that big party at the Bali High Restaurant on Shelter Island once again. All three captains are going to be there, great crowd. And we're going to have some really special silent auction and live auction and a raffle prizes for that. Really, really special. So
I know for a fact that working with Accurate Reels, you know, there's a company that we work with. We're going to have the reel, the 80-wide accurate ATD that we caught our first fish with this season as seen on the show in episode 2. So I think it was a 99-inch fish. And we're going to have that reel is going to be up for auction at one of those silent auctions.
That's cool.
We're throwing that down to raise money for the kids.
That's awesome. That reel is going to go for some nice bucks. And that's really cool. That's one of your green special reels that they make specially for you at Accurate, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Nice reels. Yeah.
Anybody can get them ordered in that color. So I think they call that color hard merchandise, you know. That was the color I chose.
Hard merchandise.
That's going to be just a sample of
one. Order that color so I can get my kickback.
Yeah. There you go. That way. Well, thanks to the guys from Accurate, Jay Poe and all the gang there at Accurate for making that happen. My buddy Jack and everybody, just a really, really generous offer for them to donate that and for you to give up that reel. That's probably a lucky reel for you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, all the fish have been listening. No, you know, when you got a reel like that, and, you know, that was kind of an epic battle, a late night fight. We fought that fish for 4 hours plus on some really light tackle, you know, light leaders and stuff. So, you know, of course, something like that becomes a lucky reel. But then again, you know, given the context, we're putting it up for charity.
Yeah, for the kids.
And I'm very fortunate to be working with Accurate. I'm certainly willing to make that sacrifice.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Well, Dave, thanks for joining us. Thanks for that generous donation. And I'll tell you what, we're really looking forward to June 13th, seeing you at the Bali High Restaurant. And then we'll see the champion of Tuna Wars 2016 this year. It's some stiff competition. So,
what's the weather like back home, Dave?
It's getting cool now, Paul. We're gonna get a snowstorm tonight. Tomorrow, we're expected to get 4 to 6 inches of snow here. So winter's giving us one final little punch.
Right
on the first day of spring.
Get
your butt out here. It's going to be 70 today.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Dave Marciano from Hard Merchandise, thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks for helping us out.
We'll see you soon, Dave.
For inviting me, and take care, Paul.
Everyone out here loves you, dude.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packed up, and they want to talk to Paul.
Dave's a good guy.
All right.
Dave is a good guy.
I told you he's a good, genuine man.
All right. You got it. Well, how about we talk to Tom, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Tom.
Good morning, guys. Excuse me, I picked up a little cold over in Vegas. I just wanted to say thanks again to Paul and Captain Marciano and everybody, the third new captain, for really helping out, coming out to volunteer their time and help friends of Rollo. It's just a tribute to them, in my opinion, for what they do.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
Short and to the point,
thanks,
Tom.
Thanks a lot. All right. Well, hey, continuing with our Tuna Wars talk here and the Wicked Tuna talk, we have Captain Dave Carrera with Tuna.com on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Dave?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
hey,
nice to hear
you.
No, I'm not. I'm flying tomorrow, though. I just got a 3-day trip. It's supposed to snow here. I want to come on out there.
Come on out here. We'd love to have you. We're really looking forward to you. We just had Dave Marciano on the line, and you're going to be number 3. This will be your first time here, and we're really looking forward to that. You're going to be fishing aboard the Tribute, which is just a fantastic boat, and that's the boat that you fished on and won the deal on.
Yeah.
So how'd you give that up, man?
Good guys.
Yeah,
too.
They're great guys. Great crew.
Good guys.
Yeah.
The guy that Mike wasn't on the boat last year.
Yeah.
It was the mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He used to be the mate. Now he's the captain.
He's the captain.
Them guys. They work hard, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they work hard. They're in the crow's nest all day.
Oh, yeah.
There's one kid, he's a heavy set guy. Boy, does he have good eyes.
Yeah.
He would be good back home for harpooning.
Yeah.
He's got some good eyes, that kid.
So we were talking about tomorrow's episode on that Geo Wicked Tuna, and it's kind of all about you and a little controversy, huh?
Yeah, man. Hey, nobody backs up to another boat, pulls out a knife and cuts somebody's fishing lines off. You
what?
Don't do that.
Tyler
what?
Does
what?
That everywhere he
Something's
goes.
Wrong with that. You
get out of here.
Wait a minute.
Get out of here.
The kid's got a problem.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the kid has a problem.
Watch and see. You do not do that,
yeah.
Period. You will never see me approach Tyler. Tyler always approaches me,
all
period.
The time. Oh,
twice
my.
With the anchor ball, stuff he's done off the show, Keen Sandro's truck. Cutting dock lines. Now you see
fish.
This.
He's so jealous.
Just watch and see. You will be shocked.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Man,
that's absolutely crazy.
What would happen if somebody did that here?
Tyler went nuts this year because Dave has a new boat that he built.
That's beautiful, by the
way.
That's
a nice boat. What
beautiful.
Is that boat?
That's a beautiful boat.
It's a Calvin Beal. It took us 14 months to build. It's 44 foot long by 18 feet wide.
Nice.
Sweet.
Boat.
18 feet. That's a
man,
beanie boat.
That's
man.
Of course,
nice.
The guy that fishes with me is like associates with Tyler because he keeps them on a back burner.
Uh-huh.
You don't want your enemies to be cuckoo.
Yeah.
So what he did was every time he would get to Tyler, he'd be like, we're out of ice, because we'd be out there for a week. We'd go over to Dave's boat and talk to him for a while, and then we'd go back to our anchor and tell Tyler that Dave just gave us ice because he has an ice maker on the boat.
That's nice.
I'm saying that to burn Tyler because he's so jealous of him, and that would fire him up.
Yeah, and you're not giving any ice to Tyler, I'm sure, right?
Nothing.
Tyler, it would be difficult for me to give him a life ring.
Right. I would
give it to him, but I'd let him wait a little while.
Give him a life ring with a big rock.
Well, that's going to be quite an episode tomorrow night. I can't wait to see it.
I'm trying to tell everybody out here, Dave, how, because everyone says how much is drama. And I go, what you see is what you get, but they put it together in sequence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
it's not like somebody's telling you what to say or writing a script for you. It's the real deal.
They film 50,000 hours of footage, and they have to filter that and go through it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you guys would be seeing us sleeping all day.
You'd
but
say,
that Tyler thing sounds a real deal, though.
He does that every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
He does that every day.
Wow.
Yeah,
every day.
What you see. What you see is just with me. He does that with other boats
all
also, not
us.
Necessarily.
He's a nutbag.
Well, that's gonna be some. Well, Dave, we're really excited to have you out here. Of course, everybody gets first time to meet you out here on the West Coast, June 13th at the Bally High Restaurant. You're gonna love the Bally High. It's such a beautiful spot, and it's gonna be a great event. Everybody's invited. We're gonna be talking about selling tickets on that. And then, of course, there's still 6 spots left if you want to go fishing with Captain Dave Carrera, tuna.com. Aboard the Tribute, fabulous boat out of Seaforth Sport
it's
Fishing.
It's a good party, Dave.
Yeah,
you're gonna
right.
do
real fun. You're gonna love this.
And we want to thank you very much for your generous donation of your time and efforts to raise money to take kids fishing.
Well, looking forward to it. Can't wait to get out there, and hopefully I don't get seasick in the Pacific.
I think you'll be just fine.
We live in a kiddie pond out here. You're going to love it.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right, Dave. Thanks for joining us, Dave, from tuna.com. Watch that episode tomorrow night.
I'll see you when
that
snow melts, man.
All right. See you, bud.
Here you go. All right. Thanks a lot. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
They're packed up.
They want to talk to Paul.
You better believe that. Well, let's do that and start it off with Cliff. Cliff's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Hey, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How you doing? Hey, I bought my a pair of Maui Jims last year at the Dana Nani booth down in Del Mar. I got the World Cup frames.
Oh,
I was wondering, Paul, would you autograph the side of that frame?
Absolutely.
How cool
Absolutely.
Is that?
Are you going to be around today?
I'm going to try to get down there today and maybe look at either more sunglasses or the boat's calling for a new fish finder, so I don't know what's going to win yet.
Oh, well, you know, for the first time ever, Johnson Hicks Marine is here at the show. And they have a great display of electronics at Del Mar today. So if you're in the market for electronics like Cliff, come and check out those Lowrance units or the Simrad units, Cliff. Unbelievable.
The new
Evo 3. Ricky and I both have that unit. It's beyond description how good it is.
It's so crazy user friendly too. That's what's so nice about it. It doesn't take you 2 years of messing with your electronics to become an expert at them. I mean, it's touch screen, it's heads up, it's very easy to use. You'll really dig it, Cliff.
Yeah, I have a friend that reads the manual. I don't read the manual. I didn't have to read the manual.
I don't even know what a manual is.
What manual?
Me?
What? You read the manual on the electronics?
I don't have paperwork on my boat. What, are you kidding me?
Start pushing buttons until fish come underneath you.
You don't have to with the Simrad Evo 3. So check it out. We'll see you at the show, Cliff. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your great phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer, or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguish itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, we got the man. We talked about him a little bit, making an appearance at the Del Mar Show in the Dana War Sport Fishing booth. We got the man. Dave Hansen is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks for stopping by my seminar the other day. I was in the full Dave Hansen mode. I had about 100 people there, and all of a sudden I heard the laugh in the back. And I was like, Paul, I didn't even know you were coming, but thanks for stopping by. Guys, there's a ton of stuff going on the water. There's yellows everywhere. Wow. The problem is the red crabs. They're just red everywhere, guys. We've never seen this 3 years in a row, guys, red crabs everywhere. Jimmy Decker and his wife were out on the Farnsworth yesterday. They looked at a lot of that bigger yellowtail. They ended up going 1 for 2 on that bigger great yellow on that high spot at the Farns. Jimmy said the biggest problem is that they're just full, everything's full of red. The red's floating 2 inches thick out there on the Farnsworth.
So is that what these fish eat? I noticed that when we were out fishing last year, these fish had yellow crabs on them.
Yeah, these are red, right? Yeah,
that pelagic red crab isn't something that's always here, but we get it on warm water years, and I mean, there'll be times when there's just tonnage, I mean, literally tonnage of it everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Paul, when we're delivering boats up and down the coast, and we're all going by Mag Bay down there on the way to Cabo and stuff every year, we see that stuff in the winter down there. It's always down there, but we never have it up here consistently year after year. I mean, in warm water years, 83, 96, 97, we had some red crabs up here, but we've never, ever, and all the old-timers I talked to, I've only been doing this for 40 years, so I don't really know anything about history in the ocean, but my dad, he's been doing this for like 80 years.
Yeah.
No one's ever seen this red crab 3 years consistently in a row, winter and summer. So it's hard to say what's about to happen this year. But the fish are going to be nice and big and fat by the time they start to bite, guys, because there's so much feed out there.
Last year, they had a hard time, like, because there was so much red crab around. People are having a hard time getting them to bite certain times.
Same issue that he's talking about right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because of the red crab, we couldn't get them to bite those sardines there.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see what happens, right? Well, I mean, there's lots of fish around, right?
Yeah, and they're biting. I mean, you look at some of the sport boat counts for this week. They had some pretty good counts over there, Catalina, Sacramento Island, over at Santa Barbara. There's yellow spread out all over the place. I know some guys that did fairly well down there in Oceanside on the edges of the kelp last couple of days on the iron down there. So there's plenty of fish around. As soon as they get done eating all this red crab, I think it's going to be like a powder keg. It's going to explode. But, hey, the big news, guys, today is the last day of the Fred Hall Show. I am speaking twice today. It's going to be a phenomenal show. I've had like 5 cups of coffee. I got 2 Red Bulls in my backpack. You guys want to come and see me talk today? It's going to be a
I saw you dancing on the stage. It's almost like a cabaret act that you do, right?
I keep them entertained. That's all I can say. I keep them entertained.
That's it. What time, Dave, today at the Del Mar show?
I speak at 11 o'clock, and then the grand finale is at 3 o'clock. And that's it. I mean, 11's going to be great, but watch what happens at 3 o'clock.
Uh-oh, watch out. And then at 5 o'clock on that same main stage, 5:15 today, we're going to be doing the Friends of Rollo giveaway. All those great prizes, including that trip aboard the Journeyman and trip to Hawaii and, geez, what else? Trip on the Royal Polaris. We're going to give all that stuff away 5:15 today on the main stage. So buy your tickets, get in on the drawing, and then come on by at 5:15 on the main stage there where Dave's going to be doing his dancing. Lee, don't mess up the floor too bad, okay?
Oh, I promise I won't, Pete. Hey, also, guys, I've got in on a part of this whole Tuna Wars thing. I donated yesterday. I was talking to a bunch of people. So I donated a day fishing with me. We're going to give it away as a raffle prize there when Paul and Dave and Dave are at the
That's awesome.
Valley High. I'll be there also. I've given away a day to fish with me as one of the raffle prizes. So
wonderful.
You know,
that's
normally
awesome.
$600 to go out with me for the day. So yeah. You're going to get that for one of the raffle prizes.
It's going
to
be awesome, Dave. Good job. And
this thing is really blowing up.
Oh, it is. It's going to raise a lot of money for the
kids. And the more
kids.
People that realize what we do with everything, you know what I mean? The more heartfelt it is. So yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. And, hey, Dave, of course, fishdope.com is there. Jason's been in the booth. He's giving away stuff.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You can save $20 on a new membership at fishdope.com using the code hookup now, or I'll bet if you go by the booth at the Del Mar show today, you're going to be able to save some big bucks and say hi to them. Dave Hansen, how do we go fishing with you?
You guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I got that big fur boat. I guess Paul called it that 65 hat. You guys can come fishing with me on that, or I'll go with you on your boat and show you how we do it on your boat, teach you how to use all those electronics you bought.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that, and we'll see you at the show.
See you, Dave.
In a couple hours. Bye.
Thanks. All right. Bye. All right. Hey, Ron Lane, Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. But you're not in Mission Bay right now. You're up at the Del Mar show, aren't you?
No, man, that's been so much fun. Yeah. I've had a really great show, and you know, I was kind of thinking about that trout pond and getting a picture with my grandkids catching those trout. And I'm sitting there thinking that a fish report, you know, did you guys cover the fish report? It's biting in Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Yeah, man, biting
trout
full speed
are biting.
Right in the booth at Fastlane. So tell us about what you got going in the Fastlane booth at Del Mar.
Well, we've got the seminar booth right next to us with all all these kayak characters, I call them. Larry Lauman, the professor. We got Josh Pruitt, Afrin from Warbaits. All these guys are doing clinics there. And it's all kind of rounded up by Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai. And I got to tell you, a lot of my clients have been going to those seminars saying that they've learned a ton. So if you're at the show, you should check that seminar schedule at the Hobie booth.
Yeah, no kidding. And the other thing, too, is you've got special incentives on buying Hobie kayaks from the manufacturer right there in the Fastlane booth. Now is the time to buy your kayak, right?
No better time. And then when you couple that with trying to make your decision and going on a fishing mission, fishing with us, picking it out and holding that boat show deal, you can't beat it. It's the best time of year to buy a kayak.
No doubt about it. So right there in the middle hall, we'll call it, look for the Fastlane sailing, Fastlane kayak booth. You'll see all the great Hobie kayaks right there. And go see the boys at Fastlane and take advantage of these special show incentives. Sign up for the fishing mission and learn from these seminars that is right next to the Fastlane booth. Right, Ron?
Oh, this has been a great show. I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
Make sure all those grandpas bring their grandkids down to that trout pond.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ron, we'll see you at the show 10 a.m. at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, the other thing want to mention, too, is I'll tell you what, the guys next to the fish, Let's Talk Hookup booth there, Bob Dawson Insurance. Bob's been there all week signing people up for that incredible deal.
That travel
insurance. $259 covers all your trips all year. emergency evac no matter where you're going. I know some of the guys that are going on our Pesca Panama trip, I'll be gone 2 weeks from today. They say, well, sign me up, man, because if something happens, I mean, it could cost you not only possibly your life, but also a lot of money, too. $259 covers every one of your trips.
For the year.
For the year. And it takes you back to your hospital. So stop by the Let's Talk Hookup booth right next to that. Bob Dawson. Bob Dawson Insurance is right there, and he'll sign you up right there at the show.
No
brainer.
It's
a pretty good deal. Then also, you got to go see Rick at Sport Fishing Financial. He's just down the road there from us, and talk to him about going fishing for free and his big seminar aboard the Pacific Provider. So go see Rick, talk Baja fishing, and lots of good stuff.
Well, I got one more, too. You asked me yesterday about show deals and cool things we had in the movie. Yeah. I failed to mention a very cool one that we don't normally do in the store, because we can't sell big coolers in the tackle store. It's just not something that works for us. They're too big. They take up too much room. So we do a special at things like Tackle Days. We did it. Every single one sold out. And we're doing them again at Del Mar. We have these Calcutta coolers, which is a very high-end cooler. It's very similar to, say, some of the other ones that we're very familiar with, the brand that are at $400 or $500. They're $200. They're the same exact.
Come on.
They're the exact same cooler, made in the same factory as other named coolers that you know very well. They're $200, and you get like a free backpack, a free hat, and the guys will wheel it out to your car for you. The exact same cooler by another manufacturer is $500. They're like $250 at the show. They're literally half the price for those giant 80 quarts all the way down to 30 quart coolers. We've been blowing through them, but I failed to mention that yesterday. One of the guys like, dude, you said what's the best deal at the booth? That was it. So anyway,
that's a pretty
crazy good one. Yeah.
Better take it. And you have a few left?
We have, I think, 3 or 4 of the 80 quarts left and maybe 5 of the other ones.
Wow.
So there's enough that it'll get
better
us through
get on
part
it.
Of today. But, yeah, it is a crazy one. And they'll, like I said, they'll even wheel it out to your show, to your car when you're done cruising the shore.
Sweet.
So anyways, worth checking out for sure.
A heck of a deal.
Well,
let's jump back in the phone.
I know they're packed up for sure. Every single phone line is full. Let's talk to another Tom. Tom from San Diego this morning. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I had a question for Paul. Hey, Paul, I've always understood that when all those big bluefin tuna are caught, there's a representative from Japan that buys them up and then ships them over. How does all that work, or is that fiction?
We have a tuna buyer at the dock. He's not from Japan, and he has representatives over in Japan at the auction house that they work for the tuna buyer. So they can make sure that fish goes on, like the tuna buyer will ship a fish to Japan and say, look, we have to get 5,000 yen for this fish. So that buyer will try to work, you know, the auction house and say, look, I can't get any less than 5,000 yen for this fish.
So
it's like a broker.
What percentage of your fish goes to Japan?
It depends on the year and the quality and what it's. Probably half, maybe.
Half.
Maybe.
And where does the other half go?
California.
Oh, really?
Really?
You guys.
Yeah.
Keep eating.
Keep eating.
Look,
and it's
when we ship a tuna, when you see us on the show and they say we get $20 a pound.
Right.
Now, out of that $20 a pound, we still have to, if we ship the fish to Japan and get $20, out of that $20 a pound, we got to pay icing, packing, shipping, air freight, auction house cost, truck to the airport. We get half that goes to us. We don't get
half.
It all.
You get 10, maybe.
We
out
get
of 20.
Like all. Yeah, we get like $10 a pound back. It's called back to the boat.
How realistic is that price when that
it
guy
is
looking?
It is what
it's
it
pretty
is.
Real.
I know when I get $18, I end up with $9.
You know, so when that guy says you're going to get $18 a pound, you get $18 a pound for that fish.
Yeah, but you end up with half of it
half
because of
it.
The auction house
yeah.
and the shipping, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. They're not just, it's not, those buyers.
Those are Japanese prices.
Those
are what that quality fish would go for in Japan
in
that
Japan.
Day.
How much, at $18 a pound, what's the retail on that fish a pound in Japan?
That, probably what they sell it for, $30, $40, $50 a pound.
Wow.
Absolutely.
In the round like that.
I've got them for $50 a pound.
Unbelievable.
$54 a pound. $48 a pound.
Depends on the fat content,
it
right?
It depends. Well, years ago, the exchange rate was a lot better, too.
Yeah.
Now it's just horrible.
Yeah. Indeed.
It's all against us, so.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to the Del Mar show. Bart Hall, the last day of show season. How are you feeling about that?
Well, you know me. I have mixed emotions about it. It's good to get your job done, but to me, this is more of a lifestyle than a job. So every one of these things has its own life, and it's a creation, and I hate to see them end.
Indeed, but last day is always the best day for deals, best day to see what's going on. Give us some of the highlights, Bart.
Well, as you know, there'll be seminars all day long in the Mammoth Lakes seminar room. There's the Hopi Kayak seminar room. There's the Savage Gear Bass Tank. There's the Accurate Saltwater Tank. There's the Cousins Main Stage where you can get to see Paul later on today. We've got every seminar from trout fishing to tuna fishing to bass fishing. We've got everything for the kids. This show has been so much fun outdoors. You know, the San Diego Ford dealers present the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show. We got the Great American Duck Races. We have the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. We have the Ram Trucks Ultimate Air Dogs. I'm sitting right now at a table where the fishing game teach kids how to cast. It is so active out here. And by the way, one of the things I keep forgetting to mention, if you stop by your San Diego County Ford dealers today, there are still some free tickets available while they last.
Wow. So you just go by and you don't have to do anything. Just say, hey, I want some free tickets to the Fred Hall Show at your San Diego County Ford dealer.
Yeah, they'd love you to take a test drive, but you don't have to. You can just ask for a ticket and they'll give it to you.
Wow, that's a great deal. And also, too, we had a question about buying fishing licenses, California fishing licenses. You can do that at the show, right, Bart?
I spent $353 on fishing licenses yesterday. I bought it for my entire family.
All right.
Awesome, Bart.
Nice.
Good for you.
Job. Wow, right cool. At the show there. What are the hours today for the final day of Fred Hall season?
Well, we open at 10 o'clock. We're going to close at 6. We have more boats than we've had in years. We got everything from cruisers to kayaks, huge kayak display, lots of fishing boats. This is San Diego's oldest and largest boat show, so we're going to wrap that up today. We're going to wrap up the entire 40th year of the Fred Hall Show ends today at 6 p.m., and you'll be on the stage at 5 for the Friends of Rollo a drawing, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, indeed. That's going to be great, and there's going to be a lot of, like, 25 lucky winners. So buy your tickets, take kids fishing, and we'll see you at the show, Bart.
Okay. Hey, Paul.
See
nice
you
show.
Soon,
Thank
Bart.
You, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Very much. All right. Phones have been packed. They really want to talk to Paul.
You got it, man. Well, let's jump right back into the phone. Talk to Gus. He's calling from Burbank. What's up, Gus? Welcome to the show.
Yo, you guys.
Hey, what's up,
yo.
Gus?
Hey, you know, I went to, I spent some of my college years in Boston, and every Friday night, they serve this fish called scrod. What the heck is a scrod?
Scrod is a small codfish. It's the smallest cod you can keep. It's probably a 21-inch cod. That's what they call scrod.
Are they good eating?
Bottom fish.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah.
Are they? They are the best eating. That and haddock.
Haddock.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. You better better check them out, Gus.
Want some smoked haddock, Gus?
Yeah, you can't get scrod around here.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into the phones? Talk to Charlie calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Very patient.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, Paul, welcome to California there.
Thank you very much. I love it here. I don't even want to go back home.
I don't blame you. I was born in Boston, and I haven't been back since I was 2 years old. Anyway, love your show. Love your laugh. A couple questions for you guys. First, I'd like to ask Rick and Pete if you know any update on the construction for Shelter Island launch ramp, and then I have some questions for Paul.
What I heard was they're going to start it in after the fall season, after the
yeah.
summer season.
Originally it was slated okay. for May, and now it's been pushed back until after we get through the summer.
Yeah, like November.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anyway, Paul, could you touch a little bit on your boat? You know, you said it's a 31-footer. You know, I was kind of curious. How many pounds or how many tuna can you hold, and how long will you stay out, I guess, till your ice melts?
Yeah, that's pretty much determines how long we should stay out. When you have no ice, you got to come in. Either that or we're out of food, or we're full. We can catch 4 fish.
You have a generator on that?
I do.
Yeah,
I have
so you
a
can charge up the battery.
Northern Lights. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing runs
so
when I leave.
So how many fish can your boat hold?
It could hold probably. I don't know. I just showed a picture with 13 in it.
Oh, wow.
13 giants. I just showed these guys a photo of
crazy.
Them. Because if I was to tell people, they'd be like, yeah, you're so full of it.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a deck load.
So
it's,
I had
it's
to
real
show
deal.
Them the picture.
Well, in one of the upcoming episodes you were talking about,
You had a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see how many. We tried in the break to try and get him to tell us about it. He goes, I can't tell you.
I had a few good days.
Yeah, real good.
Could you tell me about where the name of your boat came from, the Wicked Pisser? What's that about?
Well, I had a rowboat. It goes, there's a long story with it, but I'll tell you the short story. I'm the youngest out of six boys, and every one of us were pissers. Every one of us.
So explain what pissa means in
it's like
Massachusetts.
Either you're a pain in the ass or you're really cool.
Okay.
Wicked pissa.
It's just like.
My little rowboat was called Little Pissa.
Little Pissa.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Little Pissa.
Yeah. So Wicked Pissa.
Yeah, that all started when the show started.
The show started. Yeah. You know what's funny is our good buddy Steve Pinard that owns Dana Landing there. He used to say that. And I never knew. I never heard.
Because he lived
before. He,
back
he
north,
lived in Gloucester.
Right.
Yeah, he grew up there. So.
Yeah.
And he used to say, oh, that's a pissa. I was like, what are you talking
right.
about? He explained it to me. It's
yeah.
like, and then, so that's what that is. And now
man, that
everybody
car.
Across the country is saying pissa.
So he said, that car is pissa.
Yeah.
It's wicked pissa.
Wicked pissa, right? It's kind of a Boston term.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Michael. He's calling us from Vista this morning. Hey, Michael, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for hanging in there, Michael.
Well, thank you. I just want to say, having a good show today. And I want to thank Paul. On Friday, I was there with my grandson. We got a signed T-shirt. And we got an autograph from Paul. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're listening.
Okay. Anyway, and you really made my grandson's day. It was something he talked about with his friends for the whole day.
Oh, thank
anyway,
you
the,
for coming
the real
by.
Reason why I'm calling is the other day I picked up some shrink wrap that I was going to apply on my railroad, and when I got home, I can't find my heat gun. So I was wondering, do you apply that at the shop down there, or do you recommend somebody that can do that for me, or do you just buy a new heat gun?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you could certainly bring it down to us. We have a heat gun. We could put it on for you. We don't charge you for anything like that. So, yeah, if you wanted, you can just bring it down to the tackle store. If you don't, if you have a another good way to apply it, if you have a gas stovetop, you can just light the burner and then just spin the rod in your hands over the gas stovetop. That'll shrink it down really well, too. But, yeah, you can bring it down to the tackle store anytime. We'd love to do it for you. No problem at all.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we jump back in and talk to Sean. He's calling us from Santa Barbara. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Paul, are you sure you weren't born in the entertainment business?
I know, right?
Yeah, really? you're natural. I mean, I just you're so entertaining. It's it's like you were made for doing that stuff.
I wish they found me 25 years ago.
But anyways, I just got a real couple quick questions. One, I know you're always fishing on the high spots there. I wondered if you've ever gotten pulled off the high spot and had to fish those big fish in the deep water. And also, a lot of times you guys don't show what's going on with the anchor. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the anchor, because the way you guys anchor is a lot different than we do out here. And just curious of how much of a problem that causes or doesn't cause sometimes.
Usually we have, like, probably 350 feet of anchor because we fish on edges. And it's usually, you know, it goes up to, like, 300 feet deep. And we're on the edge, so we're in the middle of the edge, so it's like 200 feet. We like to sit right in the middle of the edge. So when we anchor, we tie it off to the, we put a ball over after we let all the anchor line out, and then we have a pennant line, a floating poly rope. We have over 100 feet of it, and that's what gets tied to the boat. So between your bow of your boat and the anchor, there's like 100 feet, so the anchor itself is way away from the boat. So under you, you're just free floating around, but you're tied stationary into a spot.
So the float is 100 feet away.
Away from you.
Away
yeah.
from the
you're
boat.
You're away from your anchor.
So that
away
keeps
from
it
your
up and
out.
Ball.
Yeah. Because you swing during the tide change.
Yeah.
If you had your anchor straight down off the bow, it would go under the boat. You don't want anything under the boat because that fish can hit, as you guys can see, and it will wrap that anchor in 2 seconds.
So when you hook a fish, you're letting go of that poly line.
We let that anchor go, and the line floats. From the anchor ball to the boat, which 100 feet of poly rope, that will float, you know?
Yeah, and then you go back and re-anchor
back,
in the same spot.
Go back, grab it, tie it off, start fishing again.
Have you ever had guys like Tyler come in and tie off on your float?
All the time.
Come on!
All the time. They do that all the time.
Like Marciano's done it. When I've hooked up, he went over and grabbed my ankle.
Get out.
All the time.
Yeah.
I don't mind long as I'm gone.
Yeah.
Fighting the fish.
But do they leave when you're...
When we come back, they leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. That's
yeah, absolutely.
So I have my boat and I'm cruising around and I see Paul out, I can go tie up to your
if
boat.
I'm out fighting a fish, have at it. Get on there. Start chumming. When I get back, I want fish in my sled.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I get your motive. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, just keep chumming.
That's
while
a
I'm
good one. Yeah. Keep that fish around there.
I still got my mojo.
That's right. Mike in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Good morning.
I had a question about the dressed weight in the fish on the show. What percentage of the bluefin is that?
Of the dress weight?
That
is with the head. 27% of the fish comes off.
Guts and head.
So, that's right.
27%.
The guts, the head, and the tail, and the fins is 27% of the fish.
Yeah.
Because you can take 400-pound dress weight fish and add 27%, and that's what that fish weighed.
So when they take that big chunk out of the tail to tell the
quality content, of the meat.
Why is it out of the tail? Why can you tell so much
because
out of the tail?
Because it's usually through that whole side of
in
the
that
fish.
Whole side. Okay.
You know what I mean? That determines. Plus, you're still going to core the fish.
Yeah.
Because that fish could look beautiful, but be burnt. These fish burn up from the inside out.
When you're
that's
fighting
why,
them.
When you're fighting them. That's why. That's why I like to take my time, relax. That's why I'm always telling my guys, relax, take your time, walk, relax, don't get hurt.
Yeah.
So
and what pound test are you pulling on these?
200.
200-pound
test. 200 mainline, and then we use the fluorocarbon leader.
Fluorocarbon leader. 200-pound?
200-pound.
Yeah, wow. Mostly chunk or live bait? What
live
percentage?
Live bait, lately in the past years, we've been using a lot of live bait.
Yeah.
I didn't catch any on chum last year.
Yeah.
Because of the sharks.
Yeah, the sharks come in. What kind of sharks?
And Googans driving by real
Googans,
fast.
Oh, Googans, yeah.
Scaring them out of the sled.
Yeah. What kind of sharks do you have?
Blue dogs, Makos.
Yeah.
A couple great whites here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. They
lots of them.
Yeah. You ever lost a tuna to a shark where they bite it?
Years ago we did, but now we pay attention if we tie a fish off to the boat. You know, that's when the sharks will come because of the blood and the, you know, the oil.
Yeah, but not when they're fighting. We're fighting a fish.
No.
They never take it.
No, they're too big. The tunas are too big.
Oh, interesting. All right.
I mean, you guys, people around here probably get eaten by sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have something else called a sea lion here, too, that nails you.
Yeah, I know. I remember getting bait.
Yeah.
We got through this whole show without you having to bring these things up. Man.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got Paul's favorite pair of Maui gym. A pair of stingrays is going to one lucky caller and we return. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fishermanslanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter. It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth and get the best pricing of the year on owner hooks. Get owner hooks for local and long-range fishing at Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth, a must-visit for this year's Fred Hall Show.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the brand new pair of Maui Jim Stingrays with the bronze HCL lens, Paul's personal favorite, is going to James in Garden Grove. James, congratulations. I'm telling you, there is not a better pair of glasses in the world than those Maui Jims.
You bet. Absolutely. And Mr. Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna, the Wicked Pissa, thanks for taking the time to come in. Thanks for all your generous time and effort for Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program. And thanks to John for being a chauffeur. We appreciate that very much. And also for John to lining up the other two wicked guys to call in.
John does a lot of, he helps me a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome. So if somebody wants to buy some Wicked Paul gear, how do we do that?
Go right online to wickedpaulgear.com.
Wicked Paul Gear. And come by the show today.
You'll be at the show today.
Dana Landing, Maui Jim Booth. Yep. From 10 to 2,
that's right.
Buy your Wicked, $20 for a Wicked Pissa shirt?
Yeah, for the full sun shirt, rad. I mean, it's good gear. I mean, it's not like some,
deal,
not some cheap thing for $20.
Yeah.
It's really nice gear.
Long sleeve and short sleeve.
Yeah, and then talk some Maui Jim at the Dana Landing booth.
Absolutely.
All right, Paul, thanks again for your efforts.
Thank you guys for having us.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to having you back here next Saturday and Sunday. I want to thank Adam on the boards, Ryan on the phones this weekend. You guys did a fantastic job. Sure appreciate that. And Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego Booger himself will be right here in the Mighty 1090 studios. And then next Sunday, Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3. Hey, we'll see you at the Del Mar show today, 10 to 6. And thanks for listening. We'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090.